This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, this is Frank and
Esley
with
I Dad and Daughter.
Conversations between Esley and myself, and this is going to be our last show on Free FM 89.0. However, I don't think that's going to mean we're going to stop talking to each other. Are we still going to have conversations, Esley?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really pleased about that because we do have conversations outside the show, but we've been doing this show for... Since you were 1 year old, a year old.
11.
For 11 years now. Yeah, so 11 and a half years. And it is time, I think it's time for to move on and think through another project. But that other project we'll announce perhaps in a couple of weeks' time.
But surprise.
We have another project in mind indeed. But Esley, for our last show, what would you like to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about final... wrap-up, athletics, and Bunsen burner.
Science at school, because this is your third week?
Yeah.
Third week, and I can still understand your homework questions, so I'm doing all right. And we've got control of the bus timetable, I think, haven't we?
It doesn't feel like 3 weeks.
It doesn't 3 weeks.
It feels like 3 days.
3 days, because it's a... So you're enjoying school? You are enjoying your time. Great.
I really like school.
You do?
But I don't like wake up early or going to sleep early.
You've been very, very good at waking up. Actually, you've been very good at getting up in time. And this morning, of course, we were out of the house at, a record time, weren't we? At 7:50, just before 7:50.
Tomorrow I'll wake up at 6, promise.
So you were, we are at Porritt Stadium tomorrow.
Yeah.
For your athletics day. So we've got to be out of the house probably about 8 o'clock for an 8:30 start, parking, traffic, yeah, whatever. Anyway,
8:20.
Get there at 8:20.
We'll figure this out.
We'll figure it tomorrow, so, yes. Maybe we'll put a time thing into Google or that other one. Here we go to see how we go. That other sort of site that... does maps and distances, but doesn't always talk to us. Esley, you would, the wrap up. 11 and a half years ago, we started, you were a year old, you were in your buggy, and we used to play Neil Tolan's The Funky Monkey songs. Do you remember The Funky Monkeys? Yes, yeah. Yeah, we used to play that. Neil Tolan, of course, is still the manager over at Western Community Centre. And one of the things that I used to sort of go about was related to the title of the programme. It was iDad, full-time, full-on, because for me, being a parent where the child was definitely full-time and full-on and not a lot. So one of the things I used to complain about, not complain, but sort of go, was the phrase stay-at-home mum. Do you remember why I sort of used to say that is not right at all? Do you remember at all why I say the stay-at-home thing is totally wrong?
Why?
Because... One, stay-at-home mum. I don't think many people stayed at home. Many parents stay at home with their children. And even if you are staying at home, you're still very busy. You're still keeping busy. Not keeping busy, you are very busy with a child, looking after a child, looking after the house. So, and the stay-at-home mum sort of thing is a real kind of like put down. What do you do? Oh, I'm a stay-at-home mum. Well, you're not. You're a full-time mum, an actual fact. And something I've noticed as we were doing our programme was an increasing number of dads that were pushing their kids around in the buggies and around the lake and on their bikes. So I've seen that quite a lot increase over the last 10 or 11 years. Yeah. So I still see that stay-at-home thing occasionally. And especially I've seen it very recently in the American sort of, there's a far-right sort of group of people who believe that women should stay at home and be mums at home and not, not be concerned with anything. And it's the men that are in charge. What a load of rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I've seen that coming back, that phrase used quite a bit, quite recently in these some of these far-right groups. I say, do you have any other memories from early on?
Just talking.
Yeah, talking a lot. Sometimes we did it live, sometimes we did it.
I think two times the school came.
A couple of times the school came, yes. And in actual fact, one of the comments I got from one of the students from the school has given me an idea for another show, which will be introduced in a couple of weeks' time. But we will keep that under wraps at the moment while I'm. Yes. Yeah, so a couple of groups from Horror 2 in because of the radio. Yeah, it was very well, it was a long stretch. We, as I said, sometimes we pre-recorded, sometimes we did a live. And I think it's very important. Memorable moments. And some of the shows I felt were well, some are not so well. But that happens, I think, all the time. So, yeah, do you want to go for a break now? And after we come back, what would you like to talk about, Isai?
Science.
The science. This is the science you've started doing this year at Girls High.
Mama's mad because I stayed up, sneaking out, trying to meet with someone I shouldn't see, picking up at what's wrong with me. My house, sometimes it gets too loud, so I wait till my girls pull up in that Datsun 3. Careful that we don't lose those keys. Oh, never wanna do what I'm told. Even if I mess it all up, I make a million mistakes. At least I can say that I did it my way. Gas pedal like 95 when it's bound. Hands up, no slowing me down if I break. Since I did it my way, like a firework showing up over your town. Even if it all burns out. The pink Barbie dolls found I still couldn't win them all. I kinda miss being young, dumb and naive, cause I don't realize growing up and what it seems. So now I just live for today, and if I make a couple mistakes, at least I can say that I did it my way. Gas pedal like 95 when it's bound.
My Way, and not Frank Sinatra.
No.
Not say it was Cat's Eye. Okay. Thank you, Wesley. Now, you would like to talk to us about science.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Tell us about what you've been doing in science.
Science.
Yep.
We learn how to use it. Like, so we're starting off by learning what different types of equipment are in the science room. Like beaker, boiling tube, test tube, conical flask, gauze mat, tripod, that. And today we learned how to use a Bunsen burner.
A Bunsen burner, right. So
it's actually very easy.
Yes, go on, tell us.
We went in groups. I went with a random classmate.
Yeah.
And I did the match thingy. And then I put it on the top.
Yes.
Oh, you have to connect it to this gas thing.
Yes, yes.
And I turned it on.
Yep. Back and then the gas starts coming
in. Back in your day, did you use it like from a gas tank?
No.
Or is it just like a little tap thing?
It's a little tap.
Like a white one?
Like, I can't remember what time. It was probably very old and brass because it was
an
old school.
It's like our one.
Yeah.
It's just like a tap on the counter.
Yes.
And you put it on the mat.
Yeah.
And this like board thingy.
Yeah.
Turn the gas on, match. The hole is closed.
Yes.
Light the thing. And then but the scary part is when you open the hole,
yeah,
you can't see the flame.
Right.
invisible.
It goes blue and lights, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you can barely see it.
Yes, it's very.
You have to check that the gas is off.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
You can hear the gas.
You can hear the gas, yeah. So, go on.
We used the tongs and we put this like little thing in it, but I forgot what it was.
Right.
And you like put it on the thing, find the hottest
part,
and then it will like light up.
Yeah.
But I forgot what it was.
It wasn't phosphorus or something, no.
No, it was like M or N.
Magnesium.
Probably.
Could be magnesium. So which is the hottest part of the flame?
I don't know. Me and my science buddy just waved it around until it lit up because we didn't know where the lightest part was.
I think from memory, this is going back a little while, I think the hottest part is the yellow bit in the middle.
Oh, we thought it was, we were just holding it on top of the Bunsen burner saying, oh, maybe go a bit higher.
Yeah, I think it's the yellow bit from memory. Yeah, in actual fact, at school, we were across the field, this is when I was at school, from a gasworks. And you don't have them these days, but this huge, huge container that used to contain the gas from, and they used to make the gas from coal. So, and the gas, of course, was what went to people's houses. When they were producing gas, it lifted the lid of the container up. And when there wasn't much gas, of course, the lid came down. And, you know, when I first came to Hamilton, there was one of these gas containers opposite where the Clarence Street theaterist,
yeah.
Where is it, Mitre Tent? Or there's a do-it-yourself shop, and there was one of those gas containers there then.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I guess our gas didn't have to come very far. It probably just came across underneath our football field, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Me and my science buddy were just waving it around, waiting for it to light up.
When you turn the gas on, do you light it with a match or a click? One of those spark things. Do you like it with
the stick in the box?
A match.
Yeah.
A match. You go across the box. I'm surprised, actually. Okay. And do you turn the gas on before you do that?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. So the gas is coming through and you go, because, of course, the gas is coming out all over the place.
Oh, no.
No.
You get the one person.
Yes.
It's a two-man job. One person lights a thing and quickly the other thing turns out in the scene.
Right. And yes. Yeah, you know, I don't think you want to light the match before. I don't think you want to turn the gas on before you light the match.
You have to do it like quickly, like very quick.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. Oh, right. Bunsen burners. Yes. We used to have dangerous stuff. I think you probably got a lot more health and safety at.
We had to wear goggles.
Had to wear goggles.
I mean. Everyone had normal white glasses, and I picked out these goggles.
All right. So you had to wear sort of something to protect your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we never. You know, we used to play with mercury. Now, mercury is.
The planet?
Pardon?
Is that the stuff the planet is made out of?
Well, no, not quite. I don't know why it's called mercury, but no, it's not. But mercury is a sort of is a metal which is very liquid, very, very liquid, but it's also extremely dangerous. It used to be used to fill people's teeth, but it leached, and it's very, very bad for your health. But we didn't know it at that time, and we just used to get it and play it with little bubbles of it on the bench and swash the bubbles and little bits and pieces all go all over the place. Yeah. Most of us survived. Okay, right. Oh, dear. So that's science. So you're on to now chemicals and
experiments. And we had to take our blazer off and our tie.
Oh.
And tie our hair up.
Okay. Didn't give you white coats or anything? No.
No. No.
Perhaps.
This is our white coat.
That might be a sensible thing, actually, because it's really easy to spill chemicals on your blazer. I suppose it'd be okay to spill a chemical on your blouse because, I mean, they're replaceable or you cover them up with blazers. But if you spill a chemical on your blazer, it's.
Oh. And the teacher also demonstrated it with our hair.
Yeah.
Like what happens when you put a hair in it. That's why we had to tie it up.
Ah,
to like show us how what happens. It just disappears.
Singes. It just singes.
Don't know what that means.
It sort of burns very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can smell it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hair will burn very, very quickly. Yeah. So you have to tie your hair up? You don't have a hairnet or anything?
No.
No, us boys didn't really have that worry when I was at school. Okay, do you want to go for another track, Esley?
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll go back with, what are we going to come back with?
Athletics.
Tomorrow, we're off to a Borat Stadium after the break.
Why you come and shoot down on a good vibe ready to flow? You keep on coming and not coming, baby. Please stop rocking my boat. Cause I'm ready to rock. Honey, don't say it if you're lying. Cause I came here to water down your road. So baby, why ya shoot down on a good vibe ready to flow?
Shoot Down by Maoli.
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 Fiji and Jamie Ferguson.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. What was the name of the song?
Shoot Down.
Shoot Down. Okay. Thank you, Wesley. Now, you would like to talk about the athletics tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tell us about the athletics tomorrow.
Tomorrow's athletics day at school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so where are you going?
Not at school. It's at Port Stadium.
Port Stadium, yeah.
And I like this because you don't have to participate. And there's so many groups.
Go on.
I mean, I do like to participate.
Yes, of
but
course.
Just maybe not this tomorrow.
Yes.
I saw your face when I said that you're... No, because...
Yes.
Like, most of my friends aren't participating. Because, like, go yeah, on. Big, different, new, first year.
Ah, but, yeah, right, yes.
You don't have... So, there's competitive events that you have to sign up for,
yep.
But register for, and then there's non-competitive events.
Uh-huh. Right, and that's right.
You can just show up on the day.
You can just show up on the day.
But if you're not doing anything, you can do the march. There's like a march. You know, we walk behind the banner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and chant or whatever. So you do that, walk around this stadium, and then you just wear your house colours and cheer for people.
Oh, okay. All right, and that's going to be, we have to be there about 8:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning, I think, don't we? Yeah, so I think we'll sort of Google to see, have a look at here we
Anything
go.
Anything but schoolwork is fine.
Okay, right. But you're enjoying some of your schoolwork.
Yeah.
Yep, yes. So you don't, I guess, a lot of the people who have just started, like yourself, are a bit shy about competing? Do you need to wear hats?
Probably. Last year, I almost got disqualified from discus for throwing it like a frisbee.
Yes, yes. Discus goes under your chin, I think, doesn't it?
That's shot put.
Oh, that's shot put. Oh, no, discus. Yeah,
discus, yeah. Really.
That's right. Shot,
and I'm like that, and they're like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you've got to hold the discus on top of, underneath your hand, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you, yeah. All right, okay. So that's tomorrow's athletic day. So what else, Esley, other than the athletic day, what would you like to talk about, continue to talk about?
Homework.
I've been impressed with the way you're doing your homework so far.
We have so much homework.
Go on.
Like, and every time, it's actually only just science.
Yes.
Science is the only, and math, but. Okay. Every time we finish a science lesson, we have like 4 pages of homework. Except like sometimes the science, you don't finish it one night. So then you get, and then you have science the next day.
Yes.
You just have another bunch of homework to do.
Oh, so every science you have homework to do.
Yeah.
And you got to finish it by the next science lesson.
No. But like it's just nice when you're finished.
Nice to do it when you're finished. Nice to keep ahead of it. Yeah. And you had an English homework last week, where you had to
read. We had to write about my ideal day.
Yes.
Shall I read it?
Okay, yes. Come on, then. Okay. We'd like to read. Oh, you brought it with
Talk
you.
Talk to the listeners while I get it.
Okay, right. So we're now diving into Esley's school bag, which I'm astonished has lasted this long, because the weight of the school bag. The weight of it.
I don't have English today, so I didn't bring my English
didn't
book.
Bring it. So is that a detention? No. So, but when you did your English homework, you had written something, and it was about 170 odd words, I think, wasn't it?
150.
But you had to get it down to 150.
And I did.
And you did. Was there a particular process you used to get to reduce it?
Just keep rereading it.
Rereading it, dropping out unnecessary...
And like extra unnecessary words.
Right.
You could just cross out.
Yeah. And it comes down to 100, 150. It's good. It's very good practice, actually, because it's really, really easy to write something long, to write a long something. It's actually quite difficult to write it short. I think there was it Mark Twain once replied to somebody, he wrote a letter apologising for not replying so quickly, but he had to make it short. It took him such a long time to write such a short letter, and I forget the exact quote, but it was very good. Very good short letters, short time. It's really easy.
And my teacher told me that learning how to make an essay shorter, taking away words, is a very important skill to learn.
Very important, because people get tired after the first paragraph.
My teacher's from America.
Oh, okay. Right.
She's very young.
Has she been in New Zealand for very long?
A few years, because she's still at a different high school.
Okay.
She was talking about, like, ice and stuff.
Was she really?
Yeah. She told us about how she went to church, and then the minister was, like, talking about how something happened in the car park the day before and stuff.
Mm. And so this was obviously some time ago, before the recent ice things, was it? Or was it fairly recent? Has she been to...
I think she went for the holidays.
Oh, she went for holidays. So she's been aware of the ice stuff. Yeah, we haven't heard much about that recently. I think other things have been taking over from the headlines and there have been other crises created or other issues created just to take people's attention away from it. And, of course, people get tired of reading of the same thing. Newspapers move on quite quickly from from issues, and those issues are still happening, but if something else comes up, we get bored very quickly. I say that's just about our show, just about our program, 11 and a half years. Thank you very much indeed. And also thank you very much indeed to all...
For listening.
Oh, yes, thank you for you for listening. And thank you for all the crew at Free FM. Phil, Mike, Karen and Vicky. Thank you very much, guys, for the support, the patience, the guidance, the information and for being here and for ensuring that this facility, this studio, this equipment has been available and working constantly, consistently.
Yeah.
Not just for us, but for all the other access radio programs that are broadcast through Free FM 89.0.
And we're still going to come every week.
We're still going to come back every week. Esle, you are going to continue to be part of Mum's the Molele program?
Yeah.
Yes, so Esle is still...
And then Dad has a little project.
I have a project coming up, yes, which will be announced in a couple of weeks' time. Mike and Phil and I have discussed this today. And Mum's program, then your Mum's program, or the Mo'ulele Health and Wellness Charitable Trust has a program which Esle is part of. It's a 100% Tongan language program, isn't it? Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye. Have some fun, jump in the deep and enjoy the sun. I just wanna get a bingo, cause my heart says yes, but my daddy says no.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.